In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the New Era, Part 2. This is Volume 12. May 22nd, 1919. Continuing in my usual state. So the usual state of Louisa is suffering. She says, my little mind was wandering in the holy divine will of God. And I don't know how, she says, but I understood that the creature does not give back to God all the glory which the soul is obligated to give. And she says, and I felt ashamed. So Jesus is showing Louisa that he's given her the gift of gifts. The creature does not give back to God. She does not give back to God all the glory which Louisa is obliged to give back to God. And she felt embittered. So here it helps us understand that each and every one of us has to give back all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. That's why we were created. God allowed us to participate in his share of divinity in God's image and likeness. And this is the thing that our God is asking of us. Are we living a life of praise? Are we living a life of glory to God? Giving back to God all that he, as God, so rightly deserves. And Jesus says, my sweet Jesus, wanting to instruct me and to console me through an intellectual light, told me. So again, this is why Jesus is talking to us every day when we read the volumes. He is instructing us and he's consoling us. We are fallen creatures. Jesus has redeemed us, and yet we are not sanctified. We are not living that peace, joy, and happiness of heaven on earth. And so he wants to teach us. He wants to lead us, guide us, and instruct us. And he wants to console us, because a lot of times we get overwhelmed with guilt because of our sinfulness. And that's what our God wants to teach us. Yes, you know, I'm leading you, but you haven't embraced this yet completely. And that's consoling us. Just keep on walking, keep on letting me lead you, letting me guide you, letting me direct you, Jesus says, and everything will be fine. So he says, my little daughter, Louisa, all of my works are complete. All the works of God are complete. Therefore, the glory that the creature must give to me will be complete. So he gives us this hope that we're on this journey where God is going to accomplish what he has planned. And he tells us, yes, you're going to fall. You're going to stumble. And he says, go to confession. Make that part of your Catholic life. You know, confession weekly, if possible. Biweekly, I think, is essential. That as you go through your life, Jesus will show you how to remove the large boulders, the large sins, the smaller sins, to get to the point of just being fine dirt, to be that dirt, that earth, that God can breathe his Ruach of God into us. And so we can't get discouraged. I mean, it's sobering. We become aware of our misery, and that's the human, because of the human fall, because of Adam and the original sin. Even though Christ has redeemed us, Our Lady is co-redeemed with Christ, even though Jesus and Mary have given the book of heaven to Louisa, we haven't learned, we haven't studied, we haven't focused yet. So he says, therefore, the creature will give back to God all the glory that the creature will give. That's heaven. The last day will not come until the whole of creation has given me, Jesus says, the honor, the glory, which I myself wanted and as God has established. And what some do not give me, He says, I will take from others. That's what he's taking from us. He's teaching us the divine will so that he can lead us, guide us, and direct us. And again, this is what God is doing. He's using us to help others. So the more that we learn the rounds, the more that we can pray the rounds, focus on all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that all of creation should give to God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. He says, these redouble the graces, which the others reject for me. And these, Jesus says, I receive double love and double glory. So what the Lord is doing is, you know, all your relatives, friends, neighbors, coworkers, parishioners who are separated from Christ and his church by living a life of self-centeredness, misery, Jesus is saying, I'm repairing this. I'm redoing this. And Jesus says to us that just get out of the way. Let me do this. And that's what he keeps on saying to Louisa, let me do. So he says, to others, according to the dispositions, I, God, reach the point of giving the graces which I would give to 10. To others, those that I would give to 100. To others, those which I would give to 1,000. Sometimes, he says, I give the graces which I would give to entire cities, to entire provinces, and even to entire kingdoms. So Jesus is saying, all the love, all the glory, all the praise that God deserves from an entire country. He says, if I find a soul who wants to live in the divine will, all that love and glory will flow through that soul in that kingdom, making up for all the people of the kingdom. So what Jesus is saying to us is, don't worry that there's few. He says, don't worry about that. He says, I want you to be the few. I want you to be the ones who I, God, can use to give back to God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And that, again, that's the rounds. So when we learn how to pray the rounds, and it's so important, the rounds book that we have focuses on everything that Jesus taught Louisa. And that's why the rounds books are like 400 pages. Like I can't wait to get into the Easter rounds. They're so beautiful. They're so powerful. They're so magnificent. And as you praise God and glorify God and worship God, you begin to realize that this joy that you have within you is the joy that all the others are not receiving. They don't want to give God all the glory, all the honor, praise. So as you are making your rounds and praising God and loving God and glorifying God, Jesus is allowing you to participate in their joy that they don't want. And making up, repairing for all the I love yous that mankind must give to God. And so through us, this is what's happening. And this is why to pray the rounds is so essential. To pray the rounds is our life. That's why Jesus, you know, teaches Louisa, you know, through the volumes, a large majority of the volumes, to begin to learn how to pray. And I know a lot of people say, I haven't got time for the rounds. I'm reading. I'm doing my hours. I'm doing, you know, all this, and I don't have time for the rounds. Again, what Jesus does is he teaches us. If you go, you know, say as a Boy Scout to camp, you don't just learn how to tie ropes. You learn how to tie ropes. You learn how to canoe. You learn how to, you know, archery. You learn many, many, many things. And this is what the reason why we have the Hours of the Passion, the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom, the rounds, calendar. It helps us begin to understand that he's teaching us all ways to get to him. And I know a lot of people say, I haven't got the time. I haven't got the, Jesus will give you the time if we put things in order. So he says, I will give to 10, I will give to 1,000, I will give to 100,000 this I love you of all mankind, so that God can receive all the glory that he, as God, so rightly deserves. He says, sometimes he says, in these I love yous, these love me and give me the glory for 10, for 100, for 1,000, for 1,000,000. In this way, Jesus says, this is the best part. My glory on the part of creation is completed. Everything's being completed. And so he says, will you be the ones to repair for everyone and for everything? Will you be the ones to take the place of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, instead of complaining and being negative, will you be the ones to begin to live this abundant life? He says, and when I see that the creature cannot make it, now this is joy. When I see that you and I can't do this, in spite of your goodwill, you know, your fiat, your prevenient act in the morning, your actual acts throughout the day, I draw the soul into my divine will, in which she finds the virtue of multiplying one single act as many times as she wants, giving me all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the love, which the other souls do not give me. Okay, so what does that mean? If he looks at your intentions. So what Jesus told Louisa and what Jesus is showing us, when we pray the rounds, pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. I want to multiply this I love you infinitely. I want to multiply this I praise you, I love you, I glorify you infinitely. I want to fuse myself with you, triune God. I want to fuse myself with you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, because you're the ones that are teaching us how to live this life that Adam had before the fall. I want to fuse myself with all of creation, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. I want to embrace all of that. You're giving this to me in order to give back to you, God, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, infinitely, because it's you, Jesus, and me that's doing it. You're teaching me how to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through Louisa. So the more that we can, with our intention, he says, multiplying one I love you infinitely. Okay, so you're washing the dishes and you say, I want to give you, Lord, all the I love you of all the people that have ever washed one dish, two dishes, 10 dishes, 1,000 dishes. I want to multiply this to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. So Jesus is teaching us how to do this, how to accomplish this. Okay, so what is the Lord asking of us? He's asking us to read and to study and to put this into practice. This is, to me, why Jesus says, be attentive. Be attentive to the word of God, speaking these words to you, teaching you, instructing you, consoling you how to live this abundant life. And that's why Our Lady said to Louisa, the secret of living in the divine will, he says, is that, she says, live on the earth if it's only you and Jesus alone. This is why we wear the wedding ring. Why? Louisa received the mystical marriage. And when we're linked to Louisa, we also receive the mystical marriage. We begin to live a life of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Okay? In this mystical union, this mystical wedding feast, we're alone with God. We are one with God. We are fused with God. And the more that we do this, the happier we'll be. We're not focused on the things that other people are doing. We're focused on Jesus and Mary through Louisa. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that all the little children become divinely healed. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.